It's an honor. It's a dream. I'm just happy to be considered to even play in the NFL. When I was younger, I always wanted to play. And to see that the hard work I did is paying off, it's great. But to be considered, you know, to be a possible number one pick, it's a great honor.
Is and it
important? Like I said, it would be an honor.
LSU,
I mean, it's not very important to me, but it would be an honor. I just want to be drafted as high as I can. When that happened, I was just, you know, to come from where I come from, it was just exciting to even see something like that. And to be even considered an All-American, that was great. At this point, I just continue my hard work and it's paying off. God keeps blessing me.
How much have you talked to the Lions? Have you had some extended time
to
lunch, breakfast, dinner, meetings?
I've met with them a few times. We sat down and talked to a little bit.
A few times?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, just football stuff. Nothing really, you know, draft related. Just football stuff. Just your basic interviews. They're attack defense. You know, get up the field, penetrate, disrupt type defense, and that's how we played at Oklahoma. That's how I play. So I think I fit in well there. Oh, go ahead. You good.
I was going to say, when you say from where you came from, seeing something like USA Today was an honor, what do you mean by that? Can you describe where you came from, I guess?
Oh, just south side of Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City Public Schools, where I come from, we weren't provided with the best. We didn't have the most money, and I always get teased. Man, you came out of Southeast High School. Well, that's all right. I deal with it. But like I said, we didn't have the best of facilities. We had a dirt track. Goalpost was leaning, different stuff like that. Yeah, so, I mean, to even see something like this is amazing to me. I'm loving it.
Are people still laughing now?
I don't think so.
What have you talked to them like with the Rams?
Same thing with the Lions. Your basic interviews, seeing how much I really know, how it would fit in, and, you know, both of those teams, the interviews have been similar. They sit me down, we watch tape, see what I was thinking on certain plays, different things like that.
Have you met with Durant
more than
once?
I have.
Can you compare yourself to
Sue? I won't.
Why not?
I don't talk about Sue. We good friends, and that's all you need to know.
Where do you think what kind of system do you think you fit best in, what the Rams run or what the Lions run?
Both of them are, you know, they attack. Both of them do. I've seen tape on both teams, and either one would be fine with me. I mean, a one or two pick, a third pick, a 15th pick, a pick is good with me. I just want to get picked.
So really, if you were the 250-second player,
yeah, it would. I love football. I just want to play in the NFL. It's a dream and passion of mine, and I just really want to play.
I'm sure all these teams ask you.
You know, I have a strong work ethic. I try and outwork the opponent that I'm going against. The thing with me is I hate giving the person I'm going against the opportunity to say, oh, I won. That's anything I do. If we playing cards, I don't want to give you the opportunity to say, oh, yeah, I beat you. So that's just something, a mentality I have, something I was raised. You know, my father instilled that in me, and I just continue it. That's just what I do when I'm on the field.
What did you measure in it?
I was 6'4", 295.
Is that normal playing weight
for you? It is. I wanted to be heavier, but, you know, when I was training, I've been on a certain type of diet to make sure my weight maintained. But 295 is good for me.
Are you doing everything here?
I am.
Can you play heavier?
Sir?
Can you play heavier? If
I can. I can play up to 300 if I need to. I would. We did a lot of it at OU, so I would be used to it. Not as much as I played three technique, but I think I can manage.
Why do you think you're such a good penetrator and play that
attacking style? This is what I was coached. Coach Jackie Shipp has coached me real hard for a number of years. I went to the Oklahoma football camp in high school, and a lot of it came from there too. And it's just been continuing, especially after National Signing Day when I said I was going to OU. It started right then, and that's just the defense and how he coaches. That's the technique he coaches, and I just picked up on it. It would. I would love it. I really would. To be considered number one in anything is great. I'm sure if they had the best interviewers and they said your name first, you'll love that, right? I'd love to be picked first, too. I do. Oh, don't compare me to Tommy. Tommy's a great player. I just try and get by. I just try and manage to play as hard as I can. But Tommy's an amazing player, and I watched him a lot, watched his tape, and I just go out there and, at first I used to try and kind of imitate the things he did, but now I just put my own little spin on it and go out there and play hard.
Gerald, I don't think there's a lot of defensive tackles out here in the audience. You could explain something for us. Sue, I think he led the team in tackles
right.
Twice in a row.
Right.
Their guy, Crick, even had a lot of tackles this year. Your scheme, even Tommy Harris didn't have a lot of tackles. You don't have a lot of tackles. What's the difference? Why is he here?
The thing is, with us penetrating, we're more disruptors. We disrupt the play and make sure that it doesn't get past the line of scrimmage. So if we get in the backfield and mess up the handoff or the guy has to bounce it, it makes it easier on the linebackers to get to where they need to be. We're not holding guys off for the linebackers. We're penetrating. If we make the play, you make the play. Whereas the thing they do is a two-gap. So they punch the man. If he comes here, you throw him off. He comes here, you throw him off. Whereas I'm getting upfield, so I can get upfield and disrupt and make him bounce all the way out. He just lets them come to him, and there it is. They play the run with five people, six people, and, we got our whole everybody moving. So it's just two different defenses.
How's that work with sack numbers?
Right. I mean, the Texas game was great. I mean, he did. It helped. Guy had like five sacks in one game. I'm just, that helps, Up until then, the sack number was, we were pretty much neck and neck, but I don't know. He wanted to win the Big 12 championship, so he went out there and dominated.
Do you have a friendly rivalry?
No rivalry. No rivalry. Me and him are real good friends. The thing about us is everybody's expecting us to be bumping heads, I hope he don't do good. I hope he don't do it. It's not like that. From the day we met, and we met on the field when we played them this year, he said, man, go out there and ball out. Go get that money. And I said the same thing to him. And it's been like that ever since. We text each other back and forth, wishing each other the best here, everything. It's never been anything negative between us.
What do you say? It may not be a rivalry, but isn't it a competition?
I mean, I'm a competitor. I'm not saying I'm not competing to be number one. So it is a competition, just like with him. But there's no hard feelings. It's like, I want to be number one. He does. We just competing. He wants to be the best, and so do I. That's just competitive nature.
Would you say your relationship with Ndamukong is a lot like Sam's relationship with Colt McCoy?
It is. It is. Once Sam actually, there was a kind of a little hostility towards him until you meet the person. At first, it's just like you respect him as a player, but you don't really know much about him. Once Sam met Colt, they was just friends. The same thing with me and Sue.
How about you and Sam? You guys could both be a 5-1-5-2.
You guys talk about that? Nah, I love Sam. If Sam gets it, I'm stand up and clap like I'm his pops.
Sam?
So we were kids. Our little league team, Sam, I hope he watched this interview. His little league team ran for mine. And we were number one. And we wanted to play Sam, but he ran from it. It's okay, we're teammates. Right, football.
Did you play some Oklahoma or no?
I did, depending on the scheme we ran. Some packages we had, I did play in.
Have some teams talked to you about doing a little bit of that?
A few.
Do you have a favorite, disruptive moment, even from high school or when you were little, when you you could see the fear and you were creating?
One time in Little League, I tackled three people. I kind of knew, right, they ran, and I came through, and the quarterback, he didn't know who to give it to, so I just grabbed everybody. And that, it was right then. I was like, I might can play this.
What did those guys say? Were they a
little shocked? Everybody just looked at me like, did he just grab three people? That right there should let you know how big a kid I was. I might have been, let's see, the season that happened, I might have been 11, maybe. Oh, when I was 12 years old, I was 238 pounds. Yeah. Yeah, like, when I weighed in, because we always had to weigh in, you know, I wanted to be a running back. I knew I had some moves, they just wasn't as fast as everybody else's. And we weighed in, and I got in the car, and my sister said, how much do you weigh? I said, just 238. She said, gee, you 12. Oh, hey. Yeah, you got to do all that because they – but the thing is with me, nobody asked about my age because I played up first. And then once they seen I was still playing, they seen that I went down to my actual age. So I played Little League a long time. Yeah, if anybody wants to do a private workout, I'm pretty sure I would. You know what? I don't know. That's all depends on the team's need. I know that if you pick Gerald McCoy, I'm going to give you my best. I'm going to give you 100% all the time. If I'm not at 100, whatever I'm at, I'm going to give you 100 of that. And my mentality is I'm going to outwork anybody that's around me. And that's just what I plan to do. I plan to be a great player at the next level. I've had a pretty good career up to this point. So I don't plan to disappoint if anybody was to pick me. I don't think I'll be the face of the franchise. I'll just be the new incoming player. I don't think I'll be the face. I do got a good smile, though.
Gerald Sue said he actually would be happy for you since you guys are friends if you were the number one pick. If the Rams go with Sue, would you be happy for him?
Of course I would. That being the number one pick or just getting picked in the NFL draft in the first round, that's a dream for somebody. And even earlier, when I was watching, you know, the film or the combine earlier, I was clapping for people I didn't even know. Like, come on, man, catch the ball, do what you got. Because I love athletes, and I'm a supporter of all athletes because I am one. And I know how hard I work to get here. So I'm pretty sure other people work just as hard. So for him to be the number one pick, that's it. I mean, he's living his dream, and all his hard work is paid off. So, yeah, I'd be happy for him. Being a leader just always come natural to me. People follow me just because. I don't know why. It's probably my smile. It is great, I know. But, you know, it's just always come natural to me. And like I said, I was raised to be a leader, not a follower. And it's just in me. It's just natural. I was picked as a captain my sophomore year. Why? I don't know. When they said, when Coach Stoops called out the captains and he called my name last, I said, What for? I don't know. I was president of the FCA. Same way. You know, FCA was over and they said, who's gonna be a new president? And it was like a consensus point to me. It was no vote, everybody just pointed. It's just always been like that. Twice. Yeah.
Is your pro day the same, Sam's the 17th?
No, my pro day is the 9th. Right. Sam has his – I mean, he's King Sam. He got his own. Yeah, he got his own pro day. It's at Oklahoma. Yeah.
Why are you working out here?
Because, like I said, I'm a competitor. And this is a chance to come compete in front of all the scouts, all the coaches, all the GMs. Everybody's here. Everybody won't be at your pro day. But everybody will be here. And the best of the best will be here. So if this is my opportunity to come compete, I'm going to do everything. I don't have nothing to hide. I'm a competitor. I'm an athlete. And I'm going to give it my best. And whatever my numbers are is what they are. That's just how I think. My agent, I have Ben Dahlgren and Kelly Masters. There's a mix of two. They both do different things, but it's a great pair.
Where are you working out?
At Athletics Performance in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, when I got to college, I redshirted, and I didn't know what to think then. But After my freshman year, I redshirted, and then going into that year, my mother passed away, and then I pulled a hamstring the first day of practice, and then I sprained my AC joint, but then I still started the first game, and I was Big 12 defensive freshman of the year, probably then. Intimidate quarterbacks? I don't try to intimidate quarterbacks. You know, a quarterback, should they be afraid? Probably. You know, I just go out there and play. And my plan is to kill them. It is. But quarterbacks are pretty. I don't want to, you know, let them stay cute. Right. I'm going to kill Sam. You get in practice, you get a clean move, and a lineman's dream is a clean move and a clear pass to the quarterback. In practice, that happened a lot. But I go to Sam, and they blow the whistle. I'm going to kill him.
So your mom never got to see you play at OU?
No, sir. She got to see me play all the way up till then, though. Patricia. Right. We good? You guys are great.